You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
The Mind Aware, $4.91.
Would you like some new ideas for getting the word out about your business? Well, if so, then you'll want Dana's free wall poster showing you the 53 ways to market your business for more leads and sales. Just go to danawild.com/wallposter or text 44222 with the word wall poster. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/wallposter or from your phone, just text 44222. With the word wall poster, all together with no spaces, and we'll send you the poster immediately by email. The best part about this downloadable file is that it not only gives you 53 new ideas for marketing your business, but it also shows you which of those ideas are big lead gushers and which methods are free. Text 44222 with the word wall poster today.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know what? We have a really important topic today. I think it's something that plagues. Is that too hard of a word? It's kind of harsh, but it happens. A lot of new entrepreneurs or even people who've been established for a while, they don't find their footing in getting consistent income. How do you get consistent income month in, month out that you can count on? Let's talk about that. I'll tell you what happened. Somebody wrote into the show. And by the way, if you ever want your question answered on the show, you can just go to www.danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana. And just fill out the form. And just like we're about to do, this too can happen for you. So let's talk about it. Here's what the person wrote in. She says, I've tried so many marketing ideas. I'm implementing lots of strategies. I am taking action in my business almost every day, even on the weekends. And no matter what I do, my sales are up and down. It's not like I don't get this stuff. I'm a law of attraction coach. And so what's going on? How can I get consistency in my business? Fair enough, right? That's frustrating. It's even more frustrating when you know what you're doing and you're like, why is this not working? So let's talk about this because I think you're going to like what I've got to say. And I think you're really going to have a little chuckle because you're a law of attraction coach. I think you're going to like it even better. So what is the issue? You're taking consistent action. You're every day out there, like trying this idea, trying that idea. And I'm assuming maybe you gain a client, lose a client, you have unexpected things happen. And so what is the problem? I'll tell you what. Consistency in your thinking rather than consistency in your action. That was so easy, right? Because, you know, when you're consistent in your thought, the action automatically follows. And I know nobody likes to hear that. Most of all, a law of attraction coach, the last thing you want to hear is like, but shouldn't I just get a pass? Shouldn't I be able to just make money, just taking action and grinding away and being frustrated? Why is the money not flowing when I'm so frustrated grinding away? Why is it not working? Well, that's why. Sorry to be the one to break it to you, but I think now that you're busted, you're going to find this easier. Because this is really where all the work is. Action is not the thing that's building our businesses. Contrary to popular belief, that's the truth. Action, grinding away, all of that frustration, all of that looking at the results and not liking what you're seeing just keeps you stuck. And so the good news is, step one in all of this is fessing up and owning up where you're at emotionally, where you're feeling at emotionally about the situation. So, frustration, I would guess. Frustration. that feeling of like, no matter what I seem to do, it doesn't seem to grow. So can't you even feel it? Like, even when I talk about it now, it gives you that feeling of like, ugh, of stuckness. So somehow you must find a way to shift the way you're feeling. And the easiest way to do that is to shift the way you're thinking. So if you're in frustration, the next logical step would be to start thinking more hopeful sentences. Start thinking in ways that are more hopeful. Start saying sentences in ways that are more hopeful. Because here's the reality. What choice do you have? All of the action in the world is not going to fix this. So what choice do you really have if you want to get unstuck and be more consistent than to do the mindset work? In order to achieve an outside picture of consistent income coming in, you must first achieve an inside picture of the feeling of consistent income coming in. So let's play with this a little bit. Let's try a few things. So the first thing is hope. Get yourself to hope and start thinking more hopeful sentences. So it would be saying sentences like, Dana's right. Dana's right. I need to start feeling more hopeful. I want to start feeling more hopeful. I'm open to feeling more hopeful. I hope I start to get a shift emotionally in this. I hope I start to feel better. I hope things start to go easier for me. I hope I start to feel more hopeful. I hope that I get more consistency. I hope that I can shift myself. I like the idea of shifting myself vibrationally. I like the idea that this is just mindset work, because frankly, that sounds a little easier than action. So I am hopeful that I can do this. And I know what it feels like to feel good. And I know what it feels like to have positive expectation. So I'm hopeful I can get myself there again. I'm hopeful that I can make this happen. I like the idea of having a consistent income. I like the idea of relaxing into this. I like the idea of not forcing it, but just chilling out and letting it happen. I like the idea of moving forward and feeling more hopeful and knowing that hope is enough to get me there. So if you can do enough hope sentences that you can start to feel the shift to hope, like that things are going to work out. Because here's the truth. You've had times in your life where you have felt hopeful and positive about your business on a consistent basis. That's what we're talking about here. Consistency in feeling good about the direction that things are headed. So that's all you're going for. And by consistency, I don't mean 27 days in a row. I mean 3 to 5 minutes in a row. Because if you can start to get that momentum in feeling more positive, feeling more hopeful for 3 to 5 minutes, you can take it from there and keep riding that wave all the way, okay? So, next thing is, in order to have an outside picture that's got a more consistent income, you need to have the inside feeling of consistency. So, why do you want consistent income? What does it feel like? And I would not even strive for full pictures or sentences here. I would just start to say some words that feel good. So words like, it's safe, and it's secure, and it feels peaceful, and it feels relaxing, and it feels like accomplishment, and it feels like ease and flow. And I like that one. It feels like ease. Ease and flow. I love how that can move forward. Ease and flow, ease and flow. I love that I can start to feel the emotional shift around this. I love that I'm moving forward. I love that feeling of security. I like the idea of knowing I can accomplish what I want to. And I mean, if I use my logical brain, of course I'm going to accomplish this. Of course it's going to happen. I'm doing the right things already. So now I'm just making that small shift to think the right things. And this is easier than I thought it would be. And I like the feeling of ease. And I like looking at myself in a way where I've had success with this, an accomplishment. Okay, so next one. This is the last tip, and I think this will help make the final shift. Remember, outside picture matches the inside picture, so you have to have that inside picture feeling consistent. So the next thing I would do is I would get quiet, and I'd close my eyes, and I would try to imagine yourself 10 years from now. You can even imagine yourself sitting in a chair, and you're 10-year-old version, 10 years older version of you is sitting across from you in another chair. And look closely at the face and see the different wrinkles or changes that you think might have taken place over time. And then just say, like, what do I need to know? How's it going? What do I need to know? And let that 10-year-old version of yourself just listen for the answer, give you the advice that tells you you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. And you're going to figure this out. And yeah, we did it. We nipped it in the bud and we sorted it out and we got consistent in our thinking and things became easier. And we stayed more in the feeling of hope and we moved up into belief and we celebrated our small successes and we kept moving forward and you're doing fine and you did great. So just allow yourself to see that the problems you're having now are problems that come from short-sightedness, being stuck too much in the emotional state that you're in now rather than milking the new future emotional state that's right there. And you don't have to wait 10 years to do it. You can literally do it in just a few minutes. Thinking thoughts that are positive, thinking thoughts that are hopeful, dreaming of consistent income in a way as though it's already happened, feeling consistent, feeling safe, feeling secure, moving in the direction of it. This is something that is a lot easier than taking action. And the best part is you can have the feeling of this literally inside of 60 seconds to 2 minutes to 3 minutes. You're going to start feeling better about this. And then the work, the real work, is consistency in thought. Keep thinking that way. Keep thinking those thoughts. Keep moving forward, knowing that you are shifting your outside picture, your outside reality, every single time you milk that vision. I totally know you've got this. Have fun with this. Ease into it. Play around. Bang around. Fall back. Go forward. Fall back again. Go forward again. And you'll get it. You'll be there in no time. And if you don't believe me, just ask that older version of yourself. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, 1 foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?